One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
This is another episode of The Bro Show. I have no idea what episode it is. I just am so into it that I just forget what episode it is. I forgot where I am for this hour. For the next hour, I'm going to forget.
Yeah, that's the sad thing about how we don't number ours. We could be on a really milestone. This could be a very, like, intense milestone episode, and we don't even know.
I know, it could be like...
Have we done 100? Didn't we do 100?
Yes, it's possibly
like... This could be
like,
the 200th. It could be the 150th.
But we'll never know.
Yeah. So sad.
There's no way to know, apparently. Because, we can't... It's too much counting that high anyway.
Oh, yeah. We'll actually never know the actual truth because we deleted past podcasts.
We have?
Where we said, like, horrible things.
Oh, yeah. There was this one podcast where I just didn't... Like, we just kind of mutually decided, like, what's the point of putting that on the internet?
Wasn't it just because we were comparing Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, and we just didn't want our... we just didn't want our stances on that issue on the web. You know?
Yeah, I feel like...
Because our stances have changed throughout many times, you know?
Yeah, to be honest, like, with this podcast, I bet if I listened to 6 episodes in a row, there would be many things. And this isn't a bad thing. I don't really view it as a bad thing. I bet there'd be so many things I'd be like, I hate that I said that. I don't agree with what I said.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I also didn't like it because it felt like... I am over the putting Cardi B and Nicki Minaj against each other. Why can't they
women
both?
Women against women.
Why can't they just
woman
both succeed?
Woman against woman.
Yeah.
I know. We actually, for
so
some
that
reason,
that episode
did
is
that.
Private. Well, I mean, everyone was doing it. But we followed along.
Yeah.
But yeah, that episode's not deleted, so no one's going to know what we think about it.
Yeah, we might have deleted others, too. I don't know. We probably have.
I deleted every single episode except this one up.
I mean, we should do that. Start fresh.
We can't anymore because I don't know how the ads work.
Oh, now that
I've
we're signed to a professional advertising company, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, because I know...
They own us.
I know with YouTube, sometimes I've wanted to know, like, how long can I keep this YouTube video up? Like, what if I want to private it? Like,
video... Oh, if it had a sponsor?
Yeah, a video that has a brand deal. And I'm pretty sure there was one that I read that said you can delete it after, like, 2 years or something.
Yeah, I think they usually have, like, just, like, 90-day things.
Oh, even 90 days. That's so... That's not anything.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, we aren't planning on privating everything, so don't worry. If you were worried.
Bro of the week.
Yes, yes.
Is Lauren.
Okay, if you're listening, Lauren, this photo, like, what I mean is that if you're listening, you can't see Lauren, but Lauren is having a moment in this photo.
I know. She's holding a sword, making a angry, like, face in the middle. Like, she's in the middle of a sword fight, it looks like. I love it.
So
there's fire behind her?
Yeah, I haven't read the email, so I'm just going to guess. This was her 1 October when she walked at a haunted house.
Oh, yeah. Or she really went all out for senior photos. Maybe she's a professional sword person.
There's
people who are just sworders.
Yeah, everyone has their own hobby, so that might...
Isn't one of your senior pictures usually, like, an activity you like? So
yeah,
hers,
like,
is sorting.
A basketball or you cheerleading or something.
So her email says, you can go ahead and use my first name, Lauren. Oh, good thing, because I already did. I'm from Pennsylvania, and I work in customer service. I'm also a theater actress at a local community theater, and it is my favorite thing in the world. I'm also getting my degree in psychology, and I want to be a licensed mental health therapist. Oh my gosh, go off. The photo I'm sending is part of a project I did with my theater. I'm acting as the female version of Braveheart. The project was a book of photos based on the movies. It's my favorite photo of myself ever. Anyways, thanks for everything. Oh my gosh, I love this.
That was a great email.
I know. So it wasn't for an actual theater production. It was they were doing a book of Braveheart.
So they were redoing a bunch of photos. Is that?
Yeah, from the movie.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen the movie Braveheart, but now I want to see it. But I only want to see it if Lauren's starring in it.
So is that whole thing a set? Because it actually looks like you're in, I don't know if it's supposed to look like this, but it looks like you're in a field of craps.
I know. And they literally started part of the field on fire for the photo. Or is that a special effect?
I feel like they somehow did that. Like, it's not special effects.
I love it. Thank you so much, Lauren, for supporting the podcast. And
it's awesome what you're doing.
Yeah, I want you to reenact the whole movie of Braveheart with just you in it. So I don't have to watch the original. I want to watch one with Lauren, you know?
Yeah, and film it on your computer webcam.
It adds
butter, a little bit grainy.
But we actually, I don't know if you can tell, like, a different vibe with us. We just got back from a week in Los Angeles.
The funny thing is that we brought all the podcast equipment. Not that there's a bunch of equipment, but we brought it.
This little box, this audio thing, the microphones,
and
the
strings. And this little vlog camera. And we just didn't get around to filming it. I mean, we for sure could have done it, but we just didn't get around to it.
We were just busy living our LA fantasy. Just LA, 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 Hollywood, Hollywood, Hollywood. Paparazzi every moment. Just like red carpets, the whole thing. But it actually would have been cool if we would have done an episode there because we were literally staying on the Sunset Strip.
Yeah, so we had a plan to like make it really, really a vibe. We were going to like film against this window.
I know, and have the Hollywood, the Sunset Strip just behind us, the traffic going by.
Yeah, my social climbing dreams didn't come true. I really wanted to social climb my way up to meet like a C-lister, but that didn't happen this trip.
Oh, yeah. But one thing did, we actually didn't, yeah, we didn't run into any famous celebs, but we kind of brushed with
them. We were the celebrities. The people are running into.
I'm joking. But we did have kind of a celeb encounter. We went to Alfred's, which if you watch any LA influencer people, this is the coffee shop, you know?
So what do you think of the coffee?
I didn't get it this time. I got what did I get?
You got an iced chai latte?
Yeah, the chai latte was just whatever, you know?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm not like a coffee expert. I have coffee, but I'm not an expert. I feel like the thing about these coffee places, yeah, Alfred's basically tastes like Starbucks, but a little bit different.
But obviously, but they always do have this more fancy about the environment. But I feel like Alfred's and like other coffee shops that are sort of like this, they have a different taste though to me. Like it tastes like just way more strong or something.
I feel like there is certain coffee places where the coffee kind of tastes like water.
Yeah, like Alfred's, cured coffee.
Alfred doesn't really like that, I guess.
Yeah. But while we are in Alfred's, because of like the pandemic and everything, you know how they're, well, I guess even before the pandemic, there's always been to-go orders. They have a whole to-go area. And one of them said, Lucy Hale. Lucy effing Hale. And we're going to give you the Bro Show exclusive. I don't care if this breaks any laws. We're telling you her coffee order. And yep. Okay, so first of all, I know you guys can't see this photo. I have it pulled up on my phone. There's two things in this little to-go basket. One is a coffee drink. Just, you know, small, regular sized. The other side is a bottle of water. So she even gets her water bottles from Alfred's.
What brand of water do they sell? I just am curious.
I don't know. Do you know what that is?
Wait, let me zoom in.
Can you zoom in?
It looks like a Life bottle.
Yeah, you know that not blend? Sure. But anyway, so she wrote Lucy Hale on the order, obviously, but it's like from the internet. You know how you order online? Lucy, the L isn't capital. So she wrote Lower Coast Lucy and then capital H Hale.
Okay, so I just assume that if you were famous, you always put a fake name. Like, for example, if I was Brad Pitt, I thought I would just put Brad Tomato because I just thought you wouldn't put your real name just because you might be spooked by that.
Yeah, what if somebody just like hated Pretty Little Liars or they were obsessed with it and were like, I love her so much, I want to shit in her drink or something. Like, I can't believe she risks that. Or this could be an impersonator.
I know. Okay. I don't know why. Part of me. Okay. Okay. Not that it's like that crazy that Lucy Hale would have ordered outfits from one in LA, but yeah, no, it's Lucy Hale, but it is kind of funny thinking.
It could have been an impersonator. Anyone can just write anything. Yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus. Shaq.
Yeah, that's the thing. But I do think it's Hale, if I had to guess.
Oh, wait. So her, what would you picture she would get?
I picture like a iced coffee with like, I haven't read the order, so I'm not cheating. Like, an iced coffee with, like she doesn't really want any sugar or cream. So maybe, like, no, I just say iced coffee with some milk.
So it's a 16-ounce iced latte, 3 times espresso. Okay. All right. Oat milk. She doesn't want regular milk. What else does it say? Oh, honey and extra ice.
I didn't know they did honey.
Yeah, wait, that's a extra lot. Ice? Yeah, why? Whoever wants extra ice? I never have heard that. I always think you'd want less ice so there's more coffee.
Oh, is it because there isn't any actual coffee? All it is espresso shots?
Yeah, and then she got one Alfred water. Also 16 ounces.
Oh, it's probably Alfred brand water then.
Yeah, so that's Lucy Hale's coffee order. You heard it here first. 1 week in Hollywood and now we know everything.
What I was wondering, when we went to Alfred's and all these other there was like, obviously there's a bunch of coffee shops, but I think that Starbucks needs, like, it seems like Starbucks is the biggest coffee chain, and I just feel like, why are they dominating the coffee world when, what, like, I feel like there obviously is a lot of competitors out there.
A Dunkin'.
But Will's, yeah, that's, Dunkin's the other national competitor. Can you think of another national competitor?
I think it's just that.
Yeah, because there's like local coffee places. Like in the Midwest, there's like Scooters, if you've heard of that. And then in LA, there's like Blue Bottle Coffee. I don't know where that's at.
Oh, yeah.
I've only seen it there. So there is competitors. So I guess the two biggest ones are Starbucks and Dunkin'. But Starbucks is way bigger than Dunkin'.
Oh, yeah. But Dunkin' does seem to slowly be rising.
That's what is weird. I don't know if anyone else has noticed this, but 3 years ago, when you drove past a Dunkin', you were like, oh my God.
Then you'd spit on the sign.
I mean, about actually throwing up driving past one. No, I'm joking. I drank it like for a few years. But what I mean is that I feel like no one like vibed with it. But now
it's the new it thing.
Yeah. So like it's just crazy.
Duncan is that girl.
I know. I'm actually like, I guess, is the slogan real though? Does America run on Dunkin'? I mean, I don't run on Dunkin', but does America run on Dunkin'?
I just know when I go to the Starbucks drive-through near where I live, packed around the block, thriving. Whenever I go to Dunkin', there's like 2 people.
I think my biggest pro with Dunkin' is how inexpensive it is compared to these other coffee shops.
Oh, yeah.
You get a venti at Starbucks, it's like $5. At Dunkin', it's like $3.
They're doing it.
Oh, sometimes even $2. So it's like, they do it somehow.
Comparing their matcha lattes iced, Starbucks always is like very good or whatever, but Dunkin', they put so much ice in, and I swear there's 2 sips of matcha latte in there. So maybe that's why it's cheaper.
Because they put way less in.
It's so much ice that there's literally only like the tiniest centimeter of actual liquid.
Wait, how was your chai latte from Alfred's? That's what the fans want to know.
It's just unforgettable, if I'm being honest. But that's not what they're known for. They're known for coffee. And we also went to Alfred Tea Room and got boba.
So that's what I mean about Alfred's. I feel like it's more about the ambience. Like when you walk in, obviously it's all Instagram-ified. They have those pink tiles everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's
very
more about the ambience.
Aesthetically pleasing.
But obviously the coffee
aesthetically
is
aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, so much.
But it is cool because last episode we talked about Daisy Jones and the Six, this book we both read about this fictional rock band in the 70s, and they always talked about the Sunset Strip. We literally stayed there, and I found out we were even staying at the hotel they mentioned multiple times in the book.
It was crazy.
Yeah, because when we got to the hotel, I noticed like it was very like old rock and roll themed, like that was the vibe of the hotel, and I was like, wait, is this the one? Because they always talked about this Hyatt Continental that was on Sunset in the 70s. And that's what this hotel used to be called before they rebranded it. So we literally stayed at, we somehow manifested staying in the most rock and roll hotel of the whole entire thing.
Yeah, we're not experts on that hotel, and they don't have balconies anymore because apparently a rock star threw a
Someone
TV.
From the Rolling Stones.
Like,
in threw that a post, TV onto Sunset.
In that Post Malone song when he says, I threw a TV out the montage. I'm guessing he didn't do that, but it's weird how he was obviously like commemorating or whatever those people that threw a TV at the Hyatt Hotel, and like,
yeah,
that's just crazy that we were saying that. That's what I'm saying.
I know it is. I can't believe that because one person decided to throw a TV off Sunset. They got rid of all the balconies. Like, why are you letting that one guy ruin it? Like, I wouldn't have thrown anything off. I don't think.
So if you okay,
but maybe I would have gotten into the vibe and thrown something off. I don't know.
Did that guy kill someone?
I mean, I'm assuming not. That would be mentioned when we read about it.
Yeah, I feel like he did it at nighttime when no one was there. No one was on the streets.
But you have to admit, like, obviously, do not do this. But something would be satisfying at being on the very top floor of this hotel on Sunset Boulevard. Nobody's below you. Like, obviously, make sure that no one's below you. Throwing imagine a TV from the 70s, how so thick and stuff. Throwing that from the top and hearing it crash onto the concrete sidewalk.
Yeah.
That would be so satisfying.
I don't know.
I get why he did it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just because I read Daisy Jones and the Six, but okay, I feel like I've said before, like, it'd be so, like, I for sure said this, like, being a pop star would be so cool, but honestly, I feel like if I got to choose a rap star, a pop star,
a rock star,
like, okay, I don't know if it's a thing anymore, like, maybe there is someone living like a rock star, but being a rock star would be, like, actually the coolest.
I just feel like
throwing
nowadays
TVs at hotels,
if you actually lived like how they apparently did back then, you would just be canceled on TikTok and Twitter within a day.
Yeah.
People just be like, why are they such an asshole, you know what I mean? Like, back then, like, somehow the public just didn't know, or maybe they just thought it was cool, but now, like, you know, people got mad at Justin Bieber for pissing in that thing, you
yeah
know?
Honestly, I don't think if you were gonna be like really popular it would work out, because if you were actually being a rock star, like, thinking about these things that they might have done, you would 100% just get canceled.
But if you just owned it.
Yeah, but if you owned it, you'd go have, like, a cult fan base.
Like, who's, like, the current rock star? Harry Styles? Kind of.
Oh, yeah. He would. Yeah, I guess so.
If I heard he threw a TV and, like, didn't hurt anyone, I feel like most people would think it was cool, right?
Yeah, that's true. And even, like, yeah, I feel like it's weird. People, yeah, it's weird.
Also, if there's any Little Ricky stands out there, apparently we are staying in the room that he stayed at for 15 years.
Yeah, Little Richard.
It was called the Tutti Frutti room. So at first, there's a yogurt place called Tutti Frutti. So I thought it was just like the owners of that yogurt shop, like, for some reason invested in the hotel or something. But it's because his number one song, Little Ricky, is Tutti Frutti. He goes, oh, Tutti Frutti.
Tutti Frutti. So when you played that song, because we played it in the hotel, I was like, I think I might have heard it somewhere. Because I swear, like, I don't know that song.
When everyone hears it, you know it.
Yeah.
But Lil Ricky.
Is that his nickname, actually?
I think his name is Lil Ricky.
Oh, his name is Little Richard, I think.
Oh, my God. Why did I call him Little Ricky? Like, I know him that well after seeing... Since I stayed in the hotel for like 5 days, do you think his energy like just absorbed?
I mean, that could have.
Like, I was calling him by a nickname?
I know. I was actually wondering, like, are you like a true fan? Is that what like his fans called him?
Oh my God, I'm scared.
So, but, yeah.
Any other just LA moments you want to share? The big bro show week in Hollywood. What else happened?
We went on hikes.
Oh yeah, we did go on hikes.
We went on the Runyon hike. And then we went on this Hollywood sign hike that lasted like 2 hours. It was fun.
I'm just going to give a little bit of clickbait for like 5 minutes from now. There was a moment we were being stalked, but we'll get back to that in a bit. First of all, let's talk about the other stuff that wasn't as intense. But I have to like let them know that story is about to come up. Our stalker story time.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
So on the... Oh, wait. Do you want to get into the story right now?
Oh, no, we should talk about other stuff first.
Okay,
you have to leave that dangling for a bit, you know?
Yeah, on these two hikes, like, I thought I was a pretty active person, but on day three after we did those two hikes, I was, like, sore. Like, my ass was sore.
Oh,
my
yeah.
Genitals, everything was just sore.
Wait, your genitalia?
I know, I'm just joking, but my core was sore. Everything was sore. And, like, it turns out... Yeah, I just was wowed, to be honest.
Yeah, the hikes were intense. We did hike up to the Hollywood sign, like Jacob said, and the whole time I wanted to turn around, because after 20 minutes, I was like, oh, okay, like let's just turn around. But you and Matthew kept forcing us to keep going, and I was happy we actually made it all the way to the Hollywood sign. But it was a whole hour up and then an hour down, so...
It was fun, though.
But we were all under the impression the hike would be 1 hour total, but then, you know...
Oh, yeah, so there was these signs that... honestly, they weren't lying, but I'm going to say that they were lying. They kept saying 0.8 miles away, and then you'd walk for another 40 minutes and it said 0.4 miles away, and it's like, but that doesn't add up.
We were literally in a time warp. And we also saw someone get attacked by a dog.
That was weird.
We heard someone screaming, saying, get that dog off me, blah, 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 that like The dog just jumped up on her, but like she obviously just didn't like dogs. But the most annoying thing was the owner of the dog didn't even like wasn't running to get the dog. It's like, sis, run.
Oh yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but this doesn't really have to do with the dog attacking, and I know it's so annoying doing assumptions because people probably make so many assumptions about everyone. It just is annoying. But the Sultan people with this one vibe, I've never actually talked to them. They have this vibe where I feel like, I don't know, it's so interesting because we saw him again and it reminded me so much of just like someone who like lives in the woods with his dog, which isn't like bad, but it just was so interesting to me. Like,
oh, yeah.
I made this whole story up in my head, so who knows if it's real, but he just reminded me of, it's like undescribable what he reminded me of.
Oh yeah, he was way too chill. Like, it's all good to be chill, but like when the dog's jumping on someone and they're actually terrified, run, get up. But he like was so casually doing it, you know?
I felt bad for the girl. We all shop online and we've all seen that promo code fail taunt us at the checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even fast food delivery.
So here's how it works. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, and when you check out, the Honey button drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop.
So our mom listens to our podcast. She's a fan, which I'm glad to say. And she used our Honey code, and she sometimes bulk orders items on the internet, and she got some paper towels bulk ordered and saved, I think, a few dollars for using Honey.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she said it was $4.
That's very awesome.
So thanks, Honey, for saving our mom that money she can now spend on something useful.
She can now have a smoothie with that $4.
Oh, yeah, she can go to a fancy smoothie restaurant and use that cash.
Smoothie,
you know?
Restaurant.
Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and it installs in just a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself and this podcast a solid. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/LucasJacob. That's joinhoney.com/LucasJacob. Thanks, Honey. Another thing about the hotel we were staying at, we don't know who it was, but somebody on our floor had bodyguards outside their room. And we know who it was. We tried asking the front desk. They wouldn't tell us for some reason to keep it confidential. We don't know who it was.
Yeah, so we just were like leaving the hotel and going in and out. And then there was this guy in the hallway waiting outside someone's door.
I know. Sometimes there was like three people waiting outside the door.
Yeah, so I honestly still want to know who it is.
And it was so funny because the one time we got off the elevator and the bodyguard looked at each of our faces so fast, then looked back down. Because doesn't he probably have like a list of photos like, don't let this person come up or something.
Oh, yeah,
I don't even know.
For some reason, like, whoever it is, like, the CEO or whatever has people that might
Or did he have, like, a photographic memory where, like, he memorized all of our faces and was like, if anything happens, like, they'll be one of the suspects.
Maybe. I mean, I just am so wowed because, yeah, there was, like, so many. Well, okay, like, there was, like, three people sometimes. And, like, that's, like, a lot of money. It was, like, for the last day we were there, they were there the whole time. So, like, it has to be someone, like, that's, like, a lot of money to just, like, throw.
I know, do you think
like
you just like
24/7
would you just play Candy Crush the whole time? Like that guy who was waiting by the elevator, like obviously he's pretending to keep guard, but you just get so bored.
I know,
he probably listens to the bro show the whole time.
I know, he's probably like, oh my gosh. No, but yeah, but I'm guessing you can go on your phone, right?
I mean, I would go on my phone, even if they told me I couldn't. I'd be like, sis, no one's going to try to capture you. I know you're paying me to be your bodyguard, but like, I am done.
He'd fire you saying, I swear, no one wants you that bad.
You don't think you're that important, don't you?
Another thing, happy October.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's October.
Spooky season.
Halloween. I mean, Halloween's fun.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like how it's something different.
Yeah, I have no plans for a costume.
But it is fun still.
Do you have any plans?
No, but I'm excited for spooky. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, it does sound
fun. Yeah,
fall vibes. But
the show does.
We also have a story time before we get to the stalker one about how LA is fake. The restaurant.
Oh yeah, it so was really, odd.
We had like a list of places we wanted to go while you were there. We also did like a few work things, but mostly it was just a vacation. But we wanted to go to the Waldorf Astoria, which is this new hotel there that was built before we moved, and it just looked so cool and like has this rooftop restaurant and stuff. So I was like, that was on the list of places to go, and we randomly decided to go, just me and Jacob, during lunch, and we didn't even have reservations or anything. But we were like, whatever, we'll just see what happens. You know, and also it was a weekday, so we just figured it would be fine.
Yeah.
So we pull up to the valet because they don't let you self park. And the valet is $25, which is so annoying.
I know. Like I thought...
just to eat there, it costs $25 to park.
But if you're staying there, I'm assuming it has to be free, right?
Yeah, I bet you they still make you pay.
That was funny.
Okay, so they pull up to the valet, and these people say, yeah, there's going to be no room at the restaurant. And I said, really? Because for some reason, I just like really wanted to eat there. But it wasn't being annoying. I was like, are you sure? And they're like, yeah, I just checked. You'll be waiting 2 hours. And I was like, I mean, I was just kind of, for some reason, I just felt like we had to go. So I was like, I guess we'll wait 2 hours. And they were like, there might be room at the bar, though. And I was like, oh, well, perfect. We'll just eat at the bar. And they said, we can't guarantee it, though. And then, so they basically made it seem like we're going to have to wait 2 hours to eat there. And they also made it sound like, yeah, there's going to be no room. But I was like, whatever. Like, I guess we'll just go.
Doing this time, so when you pull up to like this valet, like they open both your
were
doors.
Were there like 4 people surrounding the car for some reason?
No, to be honest, like, okay. And I know this sounds so annoying, but to me, it felt like a little too much. Like, I don't like when people
yeah,
act like
four
they're like.
Guys in suits surrounded the car. It's like, we don't need this many people to help us out of the car.
So they opened my door, and then I was like, oh, well, like, I'm just assuming we're going in. So then the guy opens the door to the hotel, and like, this hotel is like so big. Like, the roofs are so high, and it's so funny how you walk to a door and someone opens it for you. Like,
I guess that's why it costs $25.
Yeah,
that's why it costs $25 because they have 4 people to open up the car door.
So then I was waiting in the hotel hallway and I was so confused what was happening. I was like, wait, why are you why are you talking to them for like 2 minutes? Like, I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. I just felt like I just had the vibe they didn't want us to eat there. I mean, it's because we were just wearing regular clothes or whatever, but like, they just get the vibe of like, yeah, you should just leave. But I was like, we're going to stay.
Yeah, like, we're out of here.
And he even said, he's like, if there isn't room up there, you still have to pay for the valet. That's the thing. And I was like, that's fine.
We're going
to
get in no matter what.
So we get on the elevator.
So after that big fight.
After that big fight, we get on the elevator, which, by the way, is like carpeted and so fancy.
Oh, yeah. Like, this hotel is for sure like really nice.
Yeah, bougie.
How much are the rooms? I don't know.
I don't even know. Probably just
500 plus or something.
So much money. So we get to the top. We get to the rooftop. And it's so cool. You overlook all of LA, the restaurant. I mean, go up to the girl.
I do have to say, and I'm not trying to be annoying, it did make me a little bit dizzy. And I don't know if I'm just
scary, kinda.
I don't know if this water is offensive, a pansy. I'm just gonna say it. I felt like a pansy, but when I was looking out, like, it kind of made me a little bit dizzy. But I would for sure go again. But it kind of made me a little bit dizzy.
Also, in my opinion, the railing should have been a little bit higher because I'm not planning on jumping. But I want to. But I want the railing to be so high you can't jump.
Yeah, like,
because what if you fall or like you randomly something takes over you and you jump?
What if someone like pushed you?
Yeah, that's what I mean. These railings should have mandatory be like above your head.
So we haven't got to the best part of the story yet, and it's still so crazy that this happened.
So we get up to
I just view it as crazy.
The hostess girl, she has like lip injections.
She looked, and I'm not even joking, to be like, LA is so crazy. Because, okay, not everyone in LA is hot, obviously. It's just a city. But this girl actually looked like Bella Hadid.
Yeah, hot girl. So sexy. I'm just kidding.
She acted like Bella Hadid. That was actually
She was like a supermodel girl. And we told her, we were like, can we eat at the bar? And then what happened? Like, for some reason, then I said, oh, wait, can we actually, happened? Like, we went to the bar,
okay,
but then
so...
I wanted to, oh, this is what happened. I was just going to go to the bar and take it. But you said, let's just ask them if there's a table.
Because I'm pretty sure you told me that the people down there, the people at the valet told you.
It's 2-hour wait.
The only way that you're going to get in is eating at the bar, right?
Yeah.
So then we just went to the bar, and the bar was obviously nice, but.
It wasn't close to the edge, though.
And I think we would have eaten there if I wouldn't have said. Oh, we should just ask for a table, because I looked around and like there was like a few open
There were
tables.
So many open tables that, but I just was, for some reason, I was like, whatever, they aren't going to let us sit. But then Jacob is like, let's just try it. And I was like, oh, who cares? Like, I'm down to be embarrassed and to be rejected. So I just asked her, I was like, is there any tables open? I know like it's pretty busy, but, and she said, like, let me just try to look. And she was like, there isn't any. But then she finally, for some reason, was like, well, there is a one. But she's like, it's not anywhere close to the edge, though. And I said, that's fine.
It's
we'll
so
take that
It's so funny
one.
Because when she was looking for tables, it just gave the vibe of like, I'm being bullied in high school.
Oh, she was bullying us.
But she was so nice. Like, she wasn't trying
so
to be
mean.
She said,
I'll give you a table. Can't go anywhere near the edge, which obviously you want to be near the edge since the rooftop, you know?
Yeah.
Even though you might fall off. But so you're like, whatever, well, let's take it anyway. And then on the way to the table, I forgot. I think we just were having a casual-ass conversation with her. And all of a sudden, she led us to the edge. And we got, like, the best table on the corner.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, it was a table for two people. And it was, like, literally on the edge.
Yeah, the very corner, like, where everyone would want to be. And for some reason, she gave it to us. But it was so funny because it's, like, 30 seconds ago, you said there's no way you can eat by the edge. But now you're just walking us to the edge. I was like, I guess I'll just go with it. So somehow we scammed our way into getting a table.
In my theory, this is my theory, guys. And tell me if you guys kind of agree. So my theory is why we got the edge table was because at first when we asked for a table, she was like, okay, like my manager told me to make it seem exclusive. So
yeah.
I'm going to low-key say no. But then when she was walking us to the table, because she ended up giving us a table, she realized that, like, we weren't trying to... Because when I picture people that go to this restaurant, I picture people that, like, kind of are douchebags. Like, you know those people that, like, I don't... Okay, I just making this up in my head. But I picture people that, like trying to act so rich.
Oh, yeah.
But we weren't giving up that vibe. I feel like we just, like, yeah. But then that's why I feel like she gave us the edge table.
I was even trying to think, like, what did I say to her on the way to the table? Like, I wasn't even, like, being an ass kisser. Like, you look so pretty or, like, anything like that. I think it was just casual. I think all I said was, like, it's nice out or something.
Yeah, I think we just talking about the weather.
Yeah, and then for some reason, yeah, she just loved us and gave us a table right next to the edge. And then,
so this is why LA's fake, because they kept lying to us saying, there's no room. But then they're turning out there was room. They wanted to make the restaurant seem exclusive.
Yeah, there's plenty of open tables and we're pissed about it. Just kidding. We love the Waldorf Astoria. And if they ever wanted to give us a free dinner, we would for sure take it.
Oh yeah, it was nice for sure.
Oh yeah, we shared a lobster burger. Like, we really did that.
I know.
It was so good. It was all buttery. And then
our, like, waitress was so nice.
Oh, yeah. She reminded me of Trisha Paytas' mom.
She was Trisha Paytas' mom. No, she wasn't, but she was, yeah, she was nice.
Yeah, she gave off the vibe of, like, she thought we won a radio sweepstakes.
Oh, yeah, she told us, like,
how'd y'all get here?
You guys won, like, the Lunchable sweepstakes?
But we just got everything she recommended, which was the lobster burger, so good.
And we got guacamole and chips, and then we got, what did we get?
Oh, we got sushi. That was kind of gross.
Oh, yeah.
No offense, Waldorf.
It was, there was like this other sushi place with a sushi's butt.
Yeah. But overall, great experience. Cost $2,000.
I know.
I'm kidding. It actually was ridiculously priced, though. But, I mean, it's the Waldorf Astoria. We signed up for that, you know?
So, there's like probably one of those in New York, I'm guessing, right?
I know there's one in Vegas. Yeah, probably one in New York. It's a Hilton hotel, but like the bougie one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was a great... That was our Waldorf Astoria experience.
Yeah.
But...
And we also did try sneaking into the pool, but it didn't work. Like, we put really low effort into it. Like, all we did was like walk by the pool and it's like... And then there was this other corner where you could like... Maybe get into the pool and it didn't work. Like, you needed a key card for the
That's
hotel.
When, like, they would just be annoyed. Like, we already gave you the best table. Now you're going to try to break into the pool. It's like, get out. Please just get out of the hotel. But that, for some reason, then after that is when the stalker experience started.
Oh, yeah. So, like, yeah, this is, like,
first
this is, like,
all,
me living out, like, the, like, story time era.
I know. I feel like Tana Mongeau stalker story time. So, around 3 hours after lunch, I get a text from my LA number. Going to my Midwest number. And they just said, like, hey, like, it was so great meeting you last night. And they sent me, like, this photo that just looked like such a catfish photo. It was, like, so posed. Like, you know that selfie I showed you?
Yeah, like, so it looked fake, but at the same time, I could get why someone might believe, oh, it's real.
Yeah, it was basically saying, and then I said, like, oh, wrong number. And they're like, are you sure? And they're like, do you know who Lucy is or something like that? But it was just such a weird coincidence to me because I was like, the 1 week I'm in LA, I'm getting texted from an LA number to my random ass Midwest number. Like, it just seemed like too much of a coincidence. You know what I mean?
Also, what I didn't... Okay, so obviously it's a scam, but I just don't get it.
I don't know if it is, like, a scam, though. I don't know. It might have been the weirdest coincidence ever.
Yeah, it could be the weirdest coincidence. That's true. But I just don't get it because... Okay, so if this LA number texted a Midwest number, that means that someone... I mean, this isn't that what of a coincidence, but someone else with your, like, area code of phone number would have been
in L.A.
and just hanging with a
friend.
During
that 1 week where we were in L.A.
And then, oh, no, it seemed too weird to me because, like, there was, like, multiple area codes in, like, even one state.
Yeah.
So it seemed too weird for that to happen.
And then I started thinking, like, who did I even give my number to? And all I could think of was the Waldorf. So I was like, one of the waiters is, like, texting me? I'm so confused. Because I gave my number to them because, like, you know when you sign them for a restaurant? By the way, this is not me accusing the Waldorf for doing this. I don't think it was them. But, like, you know, you give your phone number to restaurants when you sign in? When you, like, give... Sometimes, like, you get... Unless, like, they want to text you and your table's ready.
Yeah, you have to wait for your table or something.
So, anyway, that happens, and I just brush it off. I'm like, whatever. That's just a weird coincidence, but, I mean, who cares, you know? Then, that night, we're driving around. It's dark out in L.A. Two young boys like us.
So after so dinner...
Two little kids from Nebraska.
We were in the back of the car in our... What are those things called?
Wait, what do you mean?
That baby's going...
Oh, car seats?
So in the back of the car, in our car seats.
Jacob gets an alert on his phone. Just tell him what it was.
So I got this alert. And like, okay. And okay, like... Well, I'd say that after the story, but I got this a lot, like saying, so there's these Apple AirTags that are kind of new.
Yeah, they're trackers. They track you.
Yeah. So, for example, if I got one, I would put it in my backpack with my computer. So then if someone did steal my backpack, I could find it.
Yeah, it's for stuff like that.
But then I saw this a lot saying Apple AirTag, and it said, is following you. And then it said, I know this sounds so creepy, but then it said, last seen 12:16.
Which is when we were at lunch.
In the afternoon. And I was
that's when it was first seen, right?
Yeah, it said last seen at 12:16. So then I just, so then you click on the AirTag.
Yeah.
And it showed a map. And this is what kind of freaked me out. Like, it showed everywhere we wanted. And it made me so scared. I was like, obviously it could just have been in the car, but it was like, wait, why is it following us everywhere?
I know, it literally just showed, like, yeah, this is where it's tracked you, and it was everywhere we'd been that day since we went to that hotel. So we were like, oh my, what is going on? Like, someone's really following us? And then I was creeped out because I went to my phone, it said the same thing. And then we started doing this thing where you can have the thing make a noise, and it made a noise from inside the car. We're like, oh my God, someone at the valet added a tracker to the car, and they're about to stalk us and kill us. You know what I mean?
I didn't even think that when I first said it. Like when I first said it, I just was confused. I was like, wait, so like, why is this air? I wasn't even thinking it was like maybe from the hotel.
Yeah, for some reason.
But then one of you guys mentioned it.
My mind went immediately to someone at the valet is stalking us right now, and they're behind us. But the creepiest thing was playing the sound, and it played in the car, but we never found it.
Oh, yeah, so, like, it wasn't in the car. It must have been, like, outside of the car.
Yeah, and then other creepy thing to me about the whole thing is that, so it said it found this AirTag at noon. It waited till 8 at night to notify us?
Yeah,
like,
it didn't notify me.
Like, boo, if someone was actually
then.
Stalking us, we would have gotten kidnapped way sooner.
Oh, but just for, like, just to tell you guys something, like, okay, like, if for some reason you, like, I doubt this ever happens, like, hopefully it doesn't. If for some reason you thought someone's trying to stalk you with an Apple AirTag, just to give you guys a little hack, this isn't a hack. This is, like, public information. But if you wanted to know if someone is stalking you, like, if for some reason you thought someone put an Apple AirTag on you, I think you go on... Yeah, you go on your Find My iPhone and it shows up somewhere on there.
What if you have a Droid? You just get stalked?
Oh, yeah, I guess you wouldn't know.
These days, there's so much going on in the world. Whether it's something you're excited about, like your favorite artist releasing new bops, or something you're not so excited about, like the fact that your kneecap snapped unexpectedly.
Yeah, that isn't a good scenario.
You just know in this world, you can't control everything. But you can always control what's going on in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears.
With these Raycons... I use them on a walk when I go on my daily walk. Well, not daily, but sometimes daily. I put in these Raycons. I listen to a playlist. Recently, I've been listening to some chill music that I usually don't listen to. Sometimes it literally is just instrumental, which is a nice vibe. So I use them on a walk, and they're very comfortable. They don't ever hurt my ear. And I'd recommend them to a friend.
And with the new everyday earbuds, they look, feel, and sound better than ever. You get 3 new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. There's pure mode, which is for like podcast listening, instrumental or blues. There's balanced mode for also podcasts or rock and heavy metal. And then there's bass mode, which is perfect for hip hop, EDM, or even reggae. There's also an all awareness mode for when you need to listen to your surroundings while listening to Raycons. And they even offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic so you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as cool. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee.
Right now, the Bro Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/LucasJacob. That's buyraycon.com/LucasJacob to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/LucasJacob. Thanks for sponsoring this episode, Raycon.
Oh, but now should we go to the end of the story?
So first I want to say how I felt.
Because there was a time, probably about 15 minutes, where we thought we were being stalked.
Yes, like, for that 10 minutes, I was like, okay, like, what I just was thinking was, like, this is a fancy-ass hotel. Like, why would they hire someone that's, like, might stalk, like, might put an app? But okay, so wait, we haven't said why we thought it was the Waldorf Astoria, because there was this valet, which we already said, so maybe you already assumed. But we thought, while the car was in the valet, someone, for some reason, put an Apple AirTag in it because they wanted to follow us.
And the whole thing was so confusing because I was like, first of all, why would we get stopped? Yeah, I was thinking, like, this is so dumb of them because they know it's going to, you know it. Like, I've already heard that if an AirTag's following you, you get notified. So I was like, they just know we're going to get notified anyway. So I'm like, this is the dumbest way to stalk someone if you are going to.
Yeah, so with that 10-minute period, I kept being like, well, it was them. But then I kept being like, it wasn't them, because just like Lucas said, I was like kind of going, when I kept thinking about it, I was like, wait, like if someone theoretically was going to try to find us inside, that's just terrifying. Like, fucking scary. They would just buy like this random Amazon one where you wouldn't get notified. Just put it on the back of the car. It's like they probably have chip ones or something creepy like that. But yeah, why would you put that Apple one on? Because like most people have iPhones, so someone could find that it's yours. Yeah. And you have to, when you get one, you have to like put your Apple ID in and shit. So like people would be able to find out it's you.
And what also made it more creepy to bring it back was the text I got earlier that coincidentally somebody from LA was texting my Midwest number. It all just kind of like somehow I brought that into it. I was like, they're somehow connected, obviously. Like the whole thing just like came into this thing where we built it up into our minds. We're like, we are being stalked. This is a true crime series.
Like, and actually, I was like scared.
And I was like, should we just abandon the car? Because like that's where the tracker is. But it ended up not being a stalker. And the guy who we rented the car from said he just has a tracker in there in case somebody steals his car. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So during this like 10 minutes, we weren't being like completely oblivious. Like we were questioning like, oh, I mean, he rented us a car, so, like, even though this vehicle might have a tracker on it, like the vehicle that we, like, rented, maybe, like, he also puts an AirTag in the vehicle somewhere just in case, like, we did steal it.
But the reason we didn't think it was the guy we rented from was because it notified us on the very last day of the trip. We'd already had the car for, like, 5 days, so that's not, I'm still confused, but he said it was his, so, I mean, it obviously was.
Maybe since we were, like, ending our rental week, like he turned it on just in case we were gonna steal it.
He probably doesn't have it on the whole time because that's like just kind of, he doesn't want people getting notified and being creeped out. But then at the very end of your trip, he has it on to make sure like we aren't in New Mexico or Arizona. Like he wanted to make sure we were still in LA.
Yeah, but thankfully it was him, because if it for some reason wasn't him, like we would have to find it and like find out who it was. Yeah,
we never found it, so I don't know where he put it, but
I mean, he probably does have it because he doesn't want someone stealing it or something.
Oh, yeah. But so we ended up, and then afterwards, like we were kind of just like, oh, like, I guess we aren't like pretty enough to get stalked. You know what I mean? Just kind of like disappointed.
No, it was like a
relief.
Yeah, it was.
It was a relief. And that was our 10 minutes of our lives where we for sure thought we were being stalked by a Waldorf Astoria employee.
And it's so awkward because Lucas literally texted his agent saying, can you tell TLC they can book me unstacked?
Oh, yeah. During that 10 minutes, I messaged my agent and said, like, yeah, so it's like a true crime thing that's happening right now. If you like, if you want to sell it, we can sell it somewhere.
And we're never going to release it, but we were vlogging the whole thing too. I'm joking. We
should have vlogged. That didn't even cross my mind. Like, these people who are in these situations and thing to whip out the camera. Like, I need to get more on their level.
That's just so funny.
Because I want, like, that footage.
All of the, like, traumatic footage of your life would be on your camera.
But, yeah, so it, just to be clear, it wasn't anyone at the restaurant or the hotel.
Yeah, like, the Waterfall Story, like, from our knowledge, is a great place.
Yeah, they don't put trackers in your car, so we'll leave it at that. But now that I thought about that, I was, like, thinking, it made me think after that, like, wow, like, having a valet, like, they could.
I know, like, okay, like, I don't want to creep people up, but, like, I have heard that, like, there's, like, these little tiny chacos people that, like, you can buy or something, and, like, you could put it on someone's car, so, like, that is still creepy.
But also, yeah, I think I've heard about paparazzi people doing that, isn't that a thing that they put it on, like, Britney's car back in the day to find out where she was at all times?
That would make sense.
Yeah, so it probably already happens.
And it probably, yeah, it still, like, secretly happens with, like, Justin Bieber, maybe.
Oh, yeah, so they know exactly where they are.
Kelsey, but yeah, what else, is there anything else that you put in your notes? All I put is hikes.
I also put what happened to the LA jetpacker. I mean, jetpacker, that's how you say it, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we didn't see the LA jetpacker. I was kind of hoping.
Yeah, if you've been listening to the Bro Show for, like, a year, we've mentioned the LA jetpacker many times. It's this jetpack man. He's called the jetpack man, I think. And he's been seen by multiple airline pilots. He's just jetpacking above LA. Nobody knows why. Nobody knows who it is. And they even, I looked it up today because I was like, was there another update? He was seen in July.
Yeah, Lucas, you actually aren't joking, because I was reading this New York Times article, and the whole article, they kept referring to him as a jetpack guy.
Yeah, he literally is the jetpack guy. And he last was seen in July. And I guess there was this place in California that actually makes jetpacks that could theoretically go up as high as he was. But they said it even though they can go that high, they never would because they would run out of fuel. So they said he would just die. He would go up all that way and then run out of... A jetpack can't carry that much fuel. You know what I mean? It's so small.
Yeah, so we didn't cover this on the podcast, right? The one in July.
We might have. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know about this either till today.
But so an actual jetpack company said, yeah, like, I don't know what it is. Because if it was an actual jetpack, at least ones that we know about, it wouldn't be able to go up that high.
And they even said that it's probably just a drone, right? Because I actually put down a quote from the article. This is what directly New York Times said.
What did they say?
But some companies that make jetpacks have expressed... skepticism that what pilots have seen in the air is a person and not a large drone.
So it is a large drone.
Yeah, they think it is a large drone, basically. I read that word, but yeah, these jetpack companies.
I actually thought I had a UFO experience in LA. So I was looking out the window and I saw this thing flying. It was moving in this way that was so weird. I started videotaping it, but it was so sad because right away I realized it was a drone, because I saw, like, those little fan things?
Oh, yeah.
But it was so annoying because I was like, wait, should I just pretend it was a UFO and post it online? You know what I mean? Like, it crossed my mind. I was like, maybe I'll just, like, live my whole life and say this was a UFO. But yeah. I was like, okay, it was just a drone.
I remember, like, probably 8 years ago, I remember this video had, like, 10 million views in, like, a few days. Someone at LAX or something, mm-hmm. Was it Julian, Jenna Marbles' boyfriend?
Oh, is that the weird thing in the sky?
Well, like, there was this weird thing in LAX... above the airport, but then like the CIA or something said, oh, it just is something that we're testing.
Apparently. Okay, but I remember they said they didn't believe that.
Oh, yeah, people didn't believe it.
Yeah, because they were like, well, why all of a sudden? It was the weirdest thing ever, that video. I don't know what the hell that
was. Yeah, I haven't watched it in years, but I remember thinking, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Julian Solomito, if you guys want to look at it. Just have been Julian UFO and probably come up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that thing was, whoa, what didn't they claim it? What did they claim it was?
They claimed that they were, like, testing something.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
So the jetpack guy appeared in July again, right? Oh, were they just updating it?
Yeah, he appeared in July. He was seen again. So we don't know what the update is, but just wanted to update you guys that jetpack man is still out there.
If I was a pilot and flying to LA, I would be, like, kind of scared that I'm going to, like, hit this person. If it is a person, who knows what it is?
Oh, yeah.
But I was Googling it this morning because we just talked about it. We randomly said, what happened to the jetpack guy yesterday? Uh-huh. And... so, like, I don't know if we ever talked about this, but I remember hearing drones are popular. I remember hearing that companies are trying to create a drone that one person can go in. So that's, like, kind of a jetpack.
That would be so cool when they do that.
And there's this one company, because I wanted to know, like, what companies are trying to create, like, jetpacks things. And I just searched, like, jetpack company. And there's this thing called Jetpack Aviation. And it isn't out yet, but they're trying to create, like, these speedos, they call them. And it's where you lay down and you fly in the air, I guess.
It looks like a four-wheeler.
And they say the world's first flying motorcycle.
Okay, that's kind of what it looks like.
So that it does sound scary, but I am excited to see what happens with it.
And that'll be cool because like traffic is so bad in all these big ass cities that like some people need to be flying.
But then how would they? So like, okay, so even if like 1,000 people got this in the city of Los Angeles, how would they make sure people don't look?
They would have to somehow come up with the roads in the sky, but like they aren't actually roads.
Oh, maybe something like, okay, from 6 to 9, you can only go east.
Oh, yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, random shit like that. But then, so when I searched this one, I was like, this isn't a jetpack though. This isn't what I'm pitching.
Yeah.
But there's this other company called, oh shit. Let me just find it. I'm just going to type in jetpack. I thought I copied the link, but I didn't. There's this other one. Well, it's not out yet either. Oh, it's really called jetpack.com. No, that's not it. Gravity Industries. Yeah, I think this is it. So there's this company called Gravity Industries, and I don't think it's out, but like they literally are trying to create a jetpack scenario.
How close are they?
I don't really know. I think they're just like kind of testing it. You can do a flight experience, I guess.
Oh my God, but that sounds so fun.
If you Google it, it's literally this thing like that you put on your body and like, I'm assuming like just like puffs of air and something come out, or fire.
I know there's the ones over water they have right now, but this is one just on land.
Yeah, oh yeah, the ones on water, like isn't there one like where water just comes out?
Yeah, they somehow suck water up from the ocean and like it pushes out so fast that you're flying kind of.
That would be so, that is so interesting that, because if these companies saying that it's not a jetpack guy, then it must just be like a big drone or something.
Yeah, it's someone just illegally flying a drone so high, or he's just someone knows technology and they don't want to tell anyone. They want to keep it just to themselves.
Oh, yeah,
because they're literally flying by LAX. They're doing it to be seen.
Yeah, and like, who knows? Like, think about, like, so many people have a, not that you have to do it in a garage, but like, I'm just pitching someone in a garage, so I'm just going to say it. So many people have a garage and like, someone probably made like a special drone, that's for sure, yeah, happens. Maybe they made a big drone because they wanted to freak everyone out.
And they're showing off for sure. They could be doing this in Wyoming, in the middle of nowhere, but they're deciding to do it in by an international airport, LAX.
It does sound unsafe, though, but...
Yeah, it's like, don't crash into a plane, but keep doing it. But, like, don't go near the planes, but I want them to keep doing it.
I know, like, I kind of think it's interesting, because, like, I feel like it's not an alien. I feel like it's just someone with a drone, so, like...
I wonder if they're planning another one.
I feel like if the FBI actually doesn't know what it is, like, haven't they probably had like more like air security over LAX, so they're kind of scared?
Yeah,
I guess
maybe.
They, like, installed more.
Like, what if it's like another country?
That's true. Yeah,
about to drop a
nuclear
bomb.
It could have came out of the ocean, and there was an ocean. Obviously, society? That's a coast. Yeah, it could be an ocean society that made it.
Oh my God, the holidays are coming up, and stuff is getting insane, especially sending stuff in the mail. And if you're selling anything online, it's time to prepare for the busiest time of the year. Between growing your business, managing inventory, and juggling orders, you've got a lot going on this holiday season. Make shipping the easiest part of your day with ShipStation.
If I ended up starting a small online business, I would use ShipStation. ShipStation would easily import orders from any sales channel, and it would also automate just about any shipping task. Also, you can spend less time sorting through orders and more time doing what you do best, which is making the items. And also, ShipStation integrates all selling channels into one simple dashboard so you can seamlessly connect carriers, printing labels, and get products out of the door fast. It would just be a cheaper option for starting a business.
Figuring out the best ways to ship your orders can be frustrating and confusing, but with ShipStation, it makes it quick, easy, and convenient. And with over 100,000 sellers using ShipStation, you know it's the place to go. ShipStation works with all the major carriers and gives you exclusive discounts on UPS and USPS shipping, so you can compare carriers and choose the best solution for you and your customers. And also, with ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies, but without the contracts or commitments.
It's never too early to start prepping for the holiday rush, so get a head start with ShipStation. Bro Show listeners can use our offer code LucasJacob to get a 60-day free trial just in time for the holidays. That's 2 months of stress-free holiday shipping for free. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone on the top, and enter Lucas Jacob. ShipStation, make ship happen. Thanks for sponsoring ShipStation.
Kind of in the same realm, we did watch a few episodes of Demi Lovato's
new want to talk about this.
UF Mother Effin' O Show.
So we watched it on Peacock, which I guess Peacock is free if you have ads.
I was down to pay because I was like, once I saw the clip of Demi on Twitter singing Skyscraper to attract aliens. So they're in a room, dark, singing Skyscraper to attract extraterrestrials. It went viral on Twitter. And that's when I decided we need to watch this Demi Lovato UFO show tonight. ASAP.
I want to know what was happening.
I've always liked Demi's music and, like, you know, I was a fan of Camp Rock and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been around for so many years that, like, they're just, I've gone in and out of being a fan, you know? And then the whole frozen yogurt thing, I was like, oh my God. I was kind of on the side of people being like, that's so annoying and stuff. But after watching the UFO, I'm like a full on Demi stan.
I know. I love how Demi Lovato. Okay, I just feel like Demi Lovato's manager said, do you want to do in a ghost alien show?
Yeah.
And Demi Lovato was like, sure.
In the first 10 minutes of the show, Demi's like, yeah. So I was sucked out of a room, ripped up into the sky. Demi was just down to say that. And that's when I was like, I am a fan again of Demi. Like, the show has just made me obsessed.
They kind of played both sides. Demi Lovato was like, you know, yes, I did get abducted. But then Demi Lovato also kind of seemed skeptical of other things. So
did
I liked how it wasn't.
Did they, though?
Because from my perspective, I don't know.
From my perspective, Demi was like, I was sucked into this guy. But then Demi's friends kind of were like, was it just a dream, though? Like, they're kind of trying to bring her down. Like, are
yeah,
you sure
I
you didn't imagine?
I might be giving Demi too much credit for that.
But Demi did say, like, they weren't sure if they got abducted. But they went to, like, an abduction support group. Like, the whole thing was just, it was everything. Like, when I first heard about it, I was like, this would be kind of boring. Like, I already know everything about UFOs. They went into this whole abduction support group. Never heard any of this type of stuff. About people conceiving alien children multiple times.
And the most interesting thing, it was held in a church.
Oh, yeah,
so,
that added.
I just picture most churches to be against that, but.
And then Demi went under hypnosis and, like, recovered the abduction night, wasn't Demi like, yeah, like, I got sucked into the sky and, like, lightsabers helped her or something?
Oh,
or
yeah,
light people.
They called them light people. And okay, I didn't know this was a thing with aliens, but some of the people in this alien group, abductee group, said that they've had miscarriages from aliens.
Like, multiple.
Demi Lovato and the friends met up with this other alien abductee, and that girl also said, like, oh, I've had miscarriages, which I didn't know this was a thing, and apparently that girl had kids on other planets.
Yeah, multiple planets.
From, like, on these alien planets.
But what I loved about this show is, like, it went in depth with these crazy-ass topics that most people are just going to hear and be like, okay, like, this is all fake.
Yeah.
But I also liked it because Demi and the friends, like, they kind of give off the vibe or, like, they were so into it. Like, they were down to hear it. But they also give off the vibe of, like, we don't fully buy all this. You know what I mean? So you are right. Demi wasn't fully, like, this is so true. Like, they were kind of, like, on the fence, you know?
Yeah, because obviously when you hear stuff like, I have an alien baby, most people are like,
yeah, multiple
okay,
planets, all this stuff.
It's bullshit. But it is fun to think, like, who knows? Like, you don't know if it's bullshit.
It's also like, they picked you out of all of us.
After episode two, though, I haven't gotten any further.
Yeah, we only watched the first
episode
two episodes.
Episode two, they go to this ranch that's haunted.
Yeah, all of a sudden, it goes to haunted vibes.
And that's when Demi sings Skyscraper. And I feel like there's, I do want to continue watching.
Oh, and I do kind of have a connection because my co-star is in it. Dallas Lovato.
Oh, what was
Dallas Lovato was in Fred 1. I'm actually related to both of Demi's friends. Dallas was in Fred 1. Matthew Scott Montgomery was in Fred 3.
If they do a season two, you should just join. You should just join.
I am down to be Demi's friend and be in the show. I'll quit everything.
I also liked about the show because it seems like they filmed it in, like, probably 3 days.
Yeah. It honestly sounded so fun, like, getting to do all that stuff, like, experience this weird haunted ranch, but, like, have the protection of a camera crew, you know?
Okay, that's the thing. Like, okay, with this scaly haunted ranch, It'd be so scary going, but if you had a camera crew, it'd be like, okay, like, they're gonna save me, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. You'd feel more safe.
Yeah, because, I don't know. And plus, I feel like ghosts wouldn't... Okay, this is the thing about all these ghost shows. If you're filming it, if ghosts are real, are they actually gonna come out? That's yeah. The thing is, I feel like if ghosts are real, they wouldn't come out if you're filming it. And also, okay, I'm not a ghost expert, and I'm all down for these ghost sequels and stuff, but how do these devices even work? I know it's like...
Oh, yeah.
I know it's, like, supposedly scientific, but how does it actually work? Like, I know, like, they... Because when you watch episode 2, Demi Lovato's in this room talking to a ghost.
Uh-huh.
And this device makes all these noises, but I just... What I don't get about it is, like, how is it proving there's a ghost in the room? Like,
yeah.
Like, how is this device somehow proving scientifically that there's a ghost
in the
room?
I kept coming from it from a more skeptical side where I was, like... Somebody on that ranch is just clicking a button to make that thing make a noise. Because, like, when Demi was like, do you want me to sing? The device was like, and then, like, after Demi sang, it applauded. Where I was like, is someone controlling this thing?
Because if someone isn't controlling it, it is weird.
Yeah, I don't even understand. They didn't even really... They might have explained, but I didn't pay attention how those devices work.
There's a whole entire show about it. Like, Ghost... It's on one of these channels. Like,
yeah.
Is he would just go into houses and have those devices and ghost hunt. But I just don't get how it works.
After watching that show, though, we were still in LA at this time. It was the last night. And it was so annoying because Jacob and Matthew downloaded all these ghost apps on the iPhone. And we're, like, trying to communicate with all these people. And, like, I was taking the more, like, Christian vibe of, like, I'm not going to open the door to that stuff. Like, I was like, you guys can do whatever you want, but I'm not dabbling in that.
I feel like the reason why I was down, because in this hotel room we were in, even though little Richard did live in it, and it is scary thinking about that he's dead now, so if Gosaro, he could be in there, but he's probably such a happy person in general when he was alive. I don't know much about him. But when we were in that hotel, okay, even though I was kind of scared watching that ghost stuff, obviously... I didn't get any spooky vibes.
That's
like,
a thing.
Like, I feel like
until
I just felt
you guys
so
started
safe.
Doing all that shit, like that night, I couldn't go to bed because I was literally terrified. Like someone's, you guys attracted all these ghosts to the room with the dumbass iPhone apps.
No, and like, okay, like let's just say it. Like, so we were in the room, and like, I know this sounds creepy, but I said, if there's a ghost in this room, we were watching on Apple TV.
Yeah.
I said, if there's a ghost in this room. Turn off the Apple... No, have the Apple TV blink because the light's just on.
Yeah.
But then later at night, the Apple TV just randomly turned off.
Yeah, you kept telling the ghost to do all the stuff to the TV, and I was scared because at 3 a.m. when I woke up to go pee, the TV did this weird thing where it lit up on the sides. And I literally woke you guys up. I was like, get up. The TV did the thing that you guys made it do with your devil worship.
Little Christian goal.
I know. I was there doing my prayers, my rosary.
Kneeling on the side of the bed.
But if ghosts... are real, obviously they would haunt the Sunset Strip. Can
that's
you imagine?
True, because all these like people that live there back
so
then.
Much has happened. I guess so much stuff on every part of the earth, but like especially there.
So populated.
But I just don't believe in ghosts. I don't want to say I don't fully believe them, but I don't really buy it because I don't want to live in a reality where after we die, we just haunt places. That would suck.
Yeah, like I feel like the reality that I believe most in is that if ghosts are real, which I... When I think of ghosts, it's 50-50 for me most of the time. But if ghosts are real, I feel like only certain people get... I don't know if you'd view it as a luxury, but I feel like only certain people get the opportunity to be a ghost. Because thousands and millions and maybe even billions, I'm not sure, if people have died. For sure, billions, actually.
Oh,
so
yeah. Wouldn't they all
how
be
would
everywhere?
So that would mean literally in this room there has to be a ghost somewhere. Which,
and
like,
also,
I mean, could be
It
happening.
Just sounds depressing. Like, people say, like, Marilyn Monroe haunts the Roosevelt Hotel. It's like... If I was in the Roosevelt Hotel, it's obviously a nice hotel, but after decades, I'd be like, I want out of the Roosevelt Hotel. Like, she's still just in there wandering.
Well, I haven't thought about this before, but what if it's this thing, Will? If something scary happened to you when you died, like, for example, there's this whole conspiracy that the Kennedys killed Marilyn Monroe, which is scary, like, if that did happen. So maybe if something terrifying happened to you when you died, like, you died in that way, like... There's like a part of you that lives in Earth, but you're not controlling it.
I was actually thinking
I
that.
I didn't think about that until now, but like, so if someone got brutally murdered in this hotel, maybe the like dark
the
side
energy.
Of them. Yeah, like they aren't there because maybe they got reincarnated or whatever you believe in, but maybe like the scary energy of that night is still there.
Yeah, I totally think that because I feel like when you die or whatever, like, your soul and essence goes somewhere else. I don't know what, but I would think, yeah, like you said, if something horrible happened, like, that energy and vibe would stay in that environment, which humans, like, we would just mistake that as a ghost. And really, it's just like, because, you know, people always say, like, something bad happening, I can just feel it. Like, that type of thing. Like, I do feel like vibes can stay.
For sure.
But I hope to God that it doesn't, that ghosts aren't staying. That sounds just so boring for them.
Also, to throw it back in the podcast, I found out what I meant about that guy that had the dog that like, okay, so you remember Olio that
in a previous episode.
No, in this same episode we talked about it.
What about a dog?
Oh, we know about that guy on the hike that his dog jumped in a goal. Okay. Thankfully, no one got hurt. But remember how I said, like, I've seen people like this where the guy kind of reminded me of something weird. Okay, yeah. I feel like a part of his soul left him. That's what I feel like. That's what the closest I can get to describing what it was. People like that I like.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, that's what I feel like with ghosts. But yeah, this ranch that they were visiting in this Demi Lovato show was, I feel like if the is ghosts, they could be, though. But then again, I don't know if I believe the devices.
I don't really want to. I know I said it'd be fun to do all the stuff Demi did. I'm not really interested in the haunted side of it. But the alien side, like the first episode, they went to like some canyon or something where there's a bunch of UFO sightings and they saw like stuff flying. You're like, that to me would be fun. But I don't really want to go to like the ghost side.
Well, even aliens scare me because it's daytime right now, so aliens don't scare me. But I remember a couple of months ago, I just was thinking, like, I want to see if aliens are real. So I think I said out loud one time and I was like by myself, I said, aliens, if you're here, just abduct me tonight.
You are scary.
And I know that sounds so creepy, but I'm just going to say it. But then later that night or the next night, it was like 12 o'clock and I was about to go to bed. And I got so scared that they were going to abduct me. Like, because I just was scared because I literally said that out loud, if aliens are real. Yeah. So like, I just said in my mind, like, aliens, like, if you are, please don't abduct me. I just was joking. So aliens, like, are terrifying when you actually think about it.
Oh, yeah. But Demi kept saying they come in peace.
That's the thing is that, yeah, like, not everything that's unknown has to be scary.
Yeah. I'm just going to go off of what Demi says about them. And Demi said they come in peace, so don't be scared.
I mean, if you really want to see if aliens are, you need to go to Joshua Tree.
Oh, yeah, but Jacob did bring up a good point.
Oh,
all
yeah.
All these people in LA always talk about Joshua Tree. I saw so many aliens, blah, blah, blah. Kesha saw aliens there. Demi saw aliens. I'm not saying they did anything of this nature, but a lot of people who go to Joshua Tree, Joshua Tree is also known for psychedelics. Are you sure you aren't doing mushrooms or something to
and
see this
the
stuff?
Thing about
but
the
maybe
show.
Maybe it unlocks the part of your brain that can see them.
But yeah, that it could be true. But also in this show, I think they said a statistic that said something like California has the most alien sightings per year. Something like that.
Yeah.
And California in general, I think, has always been kind of like a drug state. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I'm pretty sure like it's always been like a psychedelic state.
Yeah, I would assume more than
like,
other states.
I bet, like, out of places in the world, like, it's top five psychedelic people.
Yeah.
But
we have no evidence to back that up, but I agree.
But what I'm saying is that I feel like if you do psychedelics, like, you obviously pitch your stuff. Like, you hallucinate. So, like, when you look at the sky, like, you see a star and you probably think it's, like, a spaceship.
I remember Miley Cyrus even said that she saw an alien once when she was driving.
But then she also said
that, like, she smoked this weird weed that she didn't know where it was from. So she said it could have been from that. Like, she at least admitted that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, like Lucas said, like, just to not fully be a skeptical person, it could be a thing where shrooms or whatever unlock a part of your brain where you can see the fourth wall.
Why is it that Disney stars are seeing aliens recently? Just
Mickey
like
Mouse
everyone,
Clubhouse.
Just like everyone else in the world, they like Disney Channel. Aliens do.
Oh, that's true.
I know, like, who would have known that they're in a little alien planet? We think they have all this technology. They're just watching Sunny with a Chance. And they're waiting for the next season. So they visit Earth to see Demi and be like, why did it turn into so random? What happened to Sunny with a Chance? Are you going to bring it back? Like, they just coming back. They're just so into entertainment, maybe.
I know that yeah. And I also do hope that one day I get to experience what Demi Lovato experienced. I see a ghost and they say, oh my gosh, I love your YouTube videos.
And then you like do a little, you rank milk for them
or something?
I like do
something. A little skip for them. If that happens, that'd be so excited.
That'd be iconic. Well, is that it for this episode?
Yeah, that was our LA experience, if you're curious.
Bro Show takes Hollywood.
Yes, sorry we're not on the Sunstrip ship. We're actually very far from there.
Yeah, we actually, I did do some work stuff there. I can't announce it yet, but I'll be there a lot more. Let's just say that.
Okay, who knows? There might be something big coming.
I'm just kidding, but maybe.
Who knows?
So if that if the meeting I did have come true, let's just say I'll be on billboards everywhere. I'm just kidding. All right.
Bye. Thanks Bye. For listening, watching everything.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.